The Georgia Cotton Commission board members met last week for their annual budget meeting, and one topic of discussion was where things stood in the process of filling the University of Georgia Extension Cotton Agronomist position previously held by Dr. Guy Collins. GCC Executive Director Richie Seaton explains.
Dr. Don Schilling, who's head of the Crop and Soil Science Department, came to our meeting and gave us an update on the status of the search to replace Dr. Collins. Three candidates have been identified, and the interviews will close out. And Dr. Schilling, after the process is completed, he'll be the person that will make an offer, and he's hoping to do that about mid-August. And depending on the selected person, responsibilities both to his employer and his family obligations, hopefully we'll get a replacement agronomist very soon.
Research, of course, is a big part of the Georgia Cotton Commission budget each year, and Seaton knows having this position filled is key to cotton growers and UGA.
Some of the comments that Dr. Schilling made, he stressed the importance of commodity groups such as the Cotton Commission and our other commissions here in Georgia, that on the national level, state funding for land grants have been reduced, and he emphasized the importance of the support of commissions to keep ag research viable. As budget pressures push, ag programs on the shelf, he repeatedly stressed how important, what the investments that our farmers allow us to do on their behalf with research to keep us as efficient as we can and competitive in the world market. And it's particularly difficult these days in low commodity prices and ever-increasing input.
For more information, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.